Sometimes the least inviting places can be home to the most beautiful things. Take those swampy bogs of the southern Oregon coast. Not exactly the best spot for a casual stroll, but there's an endangered flower that grows there, and scientists are trying to figure out how to keep it from vanishing completely. Producer Jess Burns of EarthFix has the story.
The earth is squishy.
That's that soft peat.
The wind is mosquito-y. And there's a flower the color of fire on the southern Oregon coast. It's called the Western Lily. Sherry Lair looks after the delicate flower across Oregon state parks.
If the habitat's right, water's right, sunlight's right, they're going to thrive.
The problem is, land with this exact combination of characteristics is increasingly difficult to find. It's been eaten up by cranberry bogs and housing developments. What's left is often crowded by invasive plants. So there are only a few thousand flowers growing in isolated pockets in southern Oregon and northern California. At one of these sites on state land near Coos Bay, Lair pushes through the thigh-high brush.
There's a lot of little babies in the trails, so keep your eyes open.
She points out a single 3-inch tall leaf, as easy to tread on as a blade of grass. The lilies here were mostly grown in a nursery and planted to reestablish them on this protected land. But there's only a few dozen of the curled red and yellow flowers hanging from thin, bent stems in the clearing. Managers don't know exactly why, but they have a suspect.
Deer.
Lots and lots of deer here.
Madeline Vanderheiden is a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
So after the flower is done with its beautiful show of blooms, it becomes this nice, what we call a fruit, and that really seems to be like candy to these deer.
So what to do? Well, the possibility the biologists are currently testing is cages. They're lightweight and wood-framed, about large enough for an old-school VW bug. Lair says there's lilies inside and out.
Pretty soon we're going to send someone in here to count everything that's going on in here and what's going on next to it to see if the deer are decimating them or having no impact on them or somewhere right in between that.
One.
That's where a field crew from Coos Watershed Association comes in. In a simple surveying code, Ryan Cook and James Orr call out the lilies they see in and around one of the cages.
7-1.
Cars and trucks pass a few dozen yards away, not knowing there's an endangered flower so near. Lexi Snell records the count, noting the telltale sign that something hungry has passed by.
These two stems have been browsed, and so usually it's a deer or an elk that will come here and just bite the flower off the top of it.
The crew sees mixed results at the different sites. Deer have hit some hard. Others appear untouched. Still at others, mysteriously, it's difficult to find any plants at all, even in the cages. And with still so much unknown about the endangered Western lily, this is the way efforts to conserve the plant go. Just when everything seems perfect, it's not. Again, biologist Madeline Vanderheiden.
Some of the sites that were previously known to have lilies have started to blink out and decline, despite the fact we've discovered some new populations. I think overall the trend is still downward.
And so the pressure is on to protect the showy Oregon native, growing at home in the mud and the muck. I'm Jess Burns, reporting from Oregon's South Coast.